fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger.
With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Let's go, Big Fellow! I'm Silver!
Honest John Kane, sheriff of Gunnison, wasn't afraid of a fight. In fact, most of the grim-faced lawman's life had been spent fighting against heavy odds. But now, right in his own home, he had met something against which there seemed to be no defense. Honest John was scared. He paced the floor nervously as he glanced toward the closed door of his wife's bedroom. A moment later, Dr. Stewart opened the door and closed it softly behind him.
Doc, how is she?
How's Martha?
About the same, John. Not much change.
Did she get well? I mean, there's no danger.
There's always danger. Open back to service.
I know.
But the pressure on the spinal cord is causing paralysis.
But you can fix it, can't you, Doc?
John, if our positions were reversed, I'd want you to tell me the truth. The whole truth.
I want the same thing. No matter how bad it is.
Relax, here are the facts. Martha is in a critical condition. There is a way to save her life, but I'm just a common, ordinary country doctor. Without the knowledge or skill to do it, what do you mean? A delicate operation. An expert surgeon could do it with the advantages of a hospital, but I,
That's all right. Ain't your fault. Could I take Martha to one of these surgeons and hospitals you're talking about?
Yes. You'd like to construct a cast for her, so she could travel on a stretcher, but...
How far?
St. Louis is the nearest place I know with a hospital lodgement.
That's where I'll take her. Must of course.
That's a restaurant. It's liable to be expensive.
How much?
I don't know exactly, John. At least $1,000. Maybe two.
$2,000. I've never had that much money at one time in my whole life.
Neither have I. Oh, I wish there was some other way to do
it. But
this.
I'll get it. If Martha's life depends on something that costs money, I'll get whatever it takes. Can I go in and talk to Martha now?
A few minutes would be all right. Don't talk too long. She needs rest and quiet.
I won't.
Well, I'll be getting along. When do you think you'll know about...
Tonight. I'm going to see everybody I know just as soon as I can.
Good. I have a few more calls to make, then I'll stop in at the palace for a nightcap.
I'll try and meet you there, Doc, and let you know how I made out.
I wish you would. Lots of luck, John.
Thanks. I've got a hunch I'll need it. See you later, Doc.
Goodbye.
Let's hope everything is going to be all right.
Close-set eyes, heavy beard, and wedge-shaped frame of Nick Greeley were well known to lawmen in Oregon and Montana Territory. He and his partner, Lop Hager, were wanted for numerous crimes, the last of which had been robbery of the United States Mail. This put government officers onto their trail and forced them to ride south. They faced new and unfamiliar country when they reined up a short distance from Gunnison.
Oh, there.
Hey, Nick. Is this all there is down here? Sand, cactus, and rattlesnakes?
There's lots of things in Texas. They don't like this.
Well, all I've seen looks the same. As far as I'm concerned, you can take this whole dead blasted country.
Shut up. Law's still behind us, ain't they? We're headed for the border.
You mean you hope they're behind us? We got more tin stars on our trail than... And even owl hoots.
You're local.
Yeah. Told you I spotted a big hombre wearing a mask when I doubled back through that canyon yesterday. He's trailing us.
What would a masked freebooter be doing on our trail? 8 to 5, he's dodging the law himself.
Maybe so. But I swear I saw him and a redskin cutting our sign. Another thing, these nags are winded. We can't push on much further
without... I've got that all figured out. That's why we reined up here. There's a town just ahead of us called Gunnison. We're going to hold up there for a few days.
Gunnison, Texas. And you're calling me local.
What's the matter?
Maybe I don't know anything about this country, but I've heard about Gunnison, Texas.
Yeah,
who hasn't? They got a lawman down here named Kane. Honest John Kane, and he's double-barreled poison. And it's his town where you want to hold up.
Why not? This Kane gent, honest John, has never seen us. One thing I learned a long time ago, the safest place for a long rider is where there's the most law.
I don't know. I'd rather steer
clear. I'm riding into Gunnison. Have some grub and a few drinks. If you want to stay out here and camp with the rattlesnakes,
no, I'll... Nick, I didn't mean
then
that...
Then prod that hunk of crow bait and let's go.
Get up there.
Get up!
No, I'm sorry, Sheriff. I sympathize with you, but I can't...
You won't loan me the money, Bennett.
And banks loan money when there's sufficient collateral. You have no security to offer.
I guess being honest and keeping this town clean and rid of crooks for the last 20 years isn't security, is it?
Not to my way of thinking.
I see. Thanks, Mr. Ferris. Thanks a lot.
Let me have it, Bart. I'll pay it back with interest.
Yeah? Seems like I remember asking you for something. Getting turned down.
Because I made you buy a whiskey license? I was just doing my job, Bart. That's the law. This is...
But there ain't any law that says I've got to loan $2,000 some stiff next year.
All right, Bart. Forget it. Forget I am.
$2,000. That's a heap of money.
I know it is. Especially to me right now.
Well, about 5 years ago this winter, a couple of gents come in and offered me double price to load a hay if I'd haul it out west of town. You found out about it, and the deal fell through.
Yes, I remember that. Both men were cattle rustlers. They were moving stolen stock up from the border.
Later on, I found out that some of them steers starved to death because you wouldn't let me deliver the hay.
But I arrested the rustlers and... What's all this got to do with what
I say the cattle starved to death. You didn't care about that.
You mean you're comparing my wife's illness with...
Principle's the same.
Why, you dirty low-down... This is the first time in my life I've ever wanted to kill a man in cold blood. Good night. Good night.
few minutes passed before the Lone Ranger and Tonto pulled their horses to a halt near the same fork in the trail where Nick Greeley and Lop had rested.
Oh, fella.
Well, they're just ahead of us, Tonto.
I'm have to make camp soon. We catch them plenty quick. You see signs?
Yes, that's what puzzles me. Evidently, they've taken the trail that bears to the left. He's directing to the town of Gunnison. Greeley isn't familiar with this part of the country, but he's a smart crook. Too smart to make a mistake like that.
I mean, not savvy.
Because of an honest, hard-hitting sheriff named John Kane. Crooks have steered clear of Gunnison for years.
Oh, me remember now.
Nick must know about John Kane and the reputation of the town. He must realize there are lawmen on his trail besides us.
Maybe Crook tried to hide in town.
Oh, that wouldn't make sense unless he... Wait a minute.
What matter?
Unless Nick Greeley figures the best place to hide, is the last place the law would look for him. That would be Gunnison.
Ah.
It would be easy to find out. We're riding to town, Tonto, and ground hitch our horses.
Ah.
Gunnison has one main street with two or three cafes on both sides of it. It'll be dark, so I'll wait at the north end of the street for the livery stable. As you search the cafes.
Ah. You do it.
Good.
Oh, Silver, get him up. Out.
Hello, Mike.
Evening, Doc. What'll it be? The usual?
Yes, I suppose so. By the way, has Sheriff Kane been in? He was going to meet
you. Yeah, John was here just a few minutes ago. Told me to give you a message. Said there was no sense in waiting for you because he hadn't had any luck.
Oh. Sorry to hear that.
I guess it's none of my business, but what's wrong, Doc?
First the sheriff, and now you both were in a long face. Somebody sick? Yes. John's wife is ill. Very ill.
Oh, yeah. Got thrown from a horse a while back, didn't she?
That's right. But there's a much more serious illness in Gunnison than that from which Martha Kane is suffering. It's a vicious, horrible epidemic.
You mean like smallpox?
Far worse than that. It's ingratitude, selfishness, cruelty, and man's inhumanity to man.
Well, I don't savvy, Doc.
All right, I'll tell you. John Kane's wife needs an operation to save her life. An operation that will cost $2,000. The sheriff is broke. The main reason he's broke is because for the last 20 years, he's really earned that name, Honest John.
Yeah, I know.
He's refused to take graft. He's worked hard to make Gunnison a safe place to live. And now, there isn't one man in town who'll loan him enough money to save his wife's life.
Well, aren't you? Yeah, yeah, I see what you mean. Well, I've got a little saved up. Less than 100. If the sheriff wants
it. I don't think it'd be enough for him. That's the trouble with the world, Mike. Unselfish people don't have much money. Maybe that's the reason they don't have it. Good night.
Good night, Doc.
The cafe on the other side of the street, the palace. Try that one first, Tonto.
Let me do it. Why you wait?
Right here. Now be careful. Don't let Nick really spot you. Remember, he's dangerous.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Thank you.
to continue our story. While Tonto was walking toward the Palace Cafe on Gunnison's main street, Nick Greeley and his partner approached the bartender.
Hey, Barkey.
What'll it be, gents? Another drink?
Yeah, fill them up.
That hombre you were talking to just walked out. Who is he?
You gents must be strangers in town. That was Doc Stewart. Everybody knows him.
Couldn't help but hear what he said. Sheriff Kane's wife is sick, huh?
Yeah, real bad. And like the doc was saying, Honest John is finding out he ain't got a real friend in the whole town.
Yeah, sorry to hear. Mighty sorry. A lawman plays his cards straight, and what does he get?
Nothing but a raw deal, if you ask me.
Yep. I wonder where the sheriff is now.
Down to his office, I guess. That's where he told me he was heading. Why?
Oh, nothing special. Just thought I might...
Nick, have you gone local? We don't want to get...
Shut up. Let's get out of here. Trail me, but stay out of sight, Sammy.
Yeah, Nick, I...
If this scheme I just thought of works out, we'll take plenty of cash over the border with us. Wonder which way that sheriff's office is.
Other side of the livery stable, down the street.
All right. Keep your eyes peeled. I'll talk to Honest John.
Hello, that you?
Mr. Tubby, you see him. Both fellas.
And they did stop here?
See him in Cape. Then make talk with bartender. Then Nick Greeley leave, go see sheriff. Not see where other fellas
are. What's that? Nick's going to see the sheriff? Either he's crazy or...
You there, I'll who'd have that trailer.
Watch out, fellow, behind you. Down, fellow, stay down. I can see him.
Look at my arm. Nick!
That does it. The whole town will be up here in a minute. Are you all right, Toto?
Me all right.
What's going on over there? Help! Help!
We'll have to make them think we're getting away. These both horses, Toto. Now ride east. Then circle back and meet me here later. I'll duck back in the livery stable to keep out of sight.
Come on, Silver. Get him up. Out.
Against the way.
Let's
go.
Stop that yelling. What's wrong with you?
That masked hombre and the Indian, just like I said, they've been trailing us.
What's the idea of the gun trail?
Who's trailing anybody? You there, Sprague. You know this man?
Yeah, he's my partner, Sheriff.
Who shot you? Two outlaws. One of them wears a mask and the other one's an Indian.
You're not hurt, Lop. Forget it. I'm sorry this happened, Sheriff. I was just on my way to see you. Stand in front of your office.
That's so? Who are you?
Well, that's what I want to tell you, if we can talk in private.
Oh, I've got enough to worry about now without taking on a private fight between gunslinks.
See, I want to talk about it. What's worrying you? Not this, Sprague.
What do you know about... All right, come on over to the office. Might as well forget it, boys. Just a little gunplay. Nobody hurt.
All right.
Come on, stranger.
Sure.
Well, now that we're near some lamplight, your face is kind of familiar. What?
I've never been in this country before. Maybe you just heard about me and seen my picture.
That's so? What's your name?
Greeley. Nick Greeley.
Nick. Oh, I know now. $100 reward notice.
That's
for you.
Right. And wanted for rustling a few steers up north.
You've got nerve enough to walk in here and boast about it.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Sheriff. Let's talk about you.
I don't have to palaver with any two-bit cattle rustler.
And you don't have to save your wife's life, either.
What's that?
I heard about it tonight. You'll need money to pay a fancy doctor bill. And there's not one honest man in Gunnison will loan it to you.
That's none of your business.
Maybe not. But this is...
What? What is it?
Baggage of money. $2,000 in government bank notes. Yeah, count him.
What? What's the idea?
Simple. My partner and I are sort of tired of cattle rustling. We figure we can handle bigger jobs like the bank here in town or the mercantile. With your permission, of course.
The bank and the... Oh, you dirty thieving... trying to bribe the law.
You can call it bribe. Well, you might call it honest payment to your friends.
All the lowdown.
Same friends who don't appreciate an honest lawman. Figure it out for yourself, Sheriff. And don't forget your wife.
Suppose I say yes. When do you and your partner start operating?
Tonight. We'll clean out the town and be over the border by sunup. If you would look the other way.
How do you know I won't keep this money and put you both under arrest?
Those bills are marked. If you try to double-cross us, I'll start yelling. We might go to jail, but you'd go with us. How about it, Sheriff? You want to keep on being honest, John the Chump? Or do you want to save your wife's life?
I don't know what to think or say.
Study it over a while. I'll get out to the palace and have a drink. Be back in about 10 minutes. See you later.
I must be getting old. Something wrong. Or I wouldn't have even listened to that crooked thief and skunk. $2,000 in real money. And it's like he says, my reputation against Martha's life.
Within the next few minutes, Sheriff Kane did the hardest thinking of his whole life. And he reached a decision just as Nick walked into the office.
How about it, Sheriff? Is it a deal?
Sure. Sure it's a deal. Go ahead, rob the whole town. I guess I'm not the first man who sold out his neighbors, sold his self-respect and everything he's ever lived for to a slimy critter like you.
You want to stay right here? Might be better for you to get off the main street and make it look better.
Don't worry. As long as I keep your dirty money, I won't interfere.
Suit yourself.
Now get out. I hope I never see you again. I'm going to have a hard enough time looking at myself for the rest of my life. Dirty coyote.
When Nick Greeley left his office, Sheriff Kane began to pace the floor nervously. He had fought hundreds of battles in his life, battles of powder smoke and lead, but none of them could equal this, the struggle of an honest man with his own conscience. The lawman had no way of knowing that his every move was being watched, that a tall masked man stood in the shadows just outside the office window. Suddenly, John Kane realized what he must do. He stopped at his desk, put a flat paper package into his inside pocket, buckled on his guns, and a moment later slammed the door behind him.
Otto? I don't think we have to worry about Sheriff Kane. From what I've seen and heard while I waited for you, he's made one mistake. He won't repeat it.
How you know this, Kemosabe?
Well, I don't for sure. We'll have to follow him to prove it. And he may need some help. All right, come on. Just a minute, Sheriff.
What the? Mask? Another owl hoot. Well, what do you want?
That package of banknotes from your inside pocket.
How did you...
Why pull a gun? You don't need it. Besides that, I have you covered.
I...
The money, Sheriff. Hand it over.
I... All right. You want a mixed gang. I suppose this is the usual double cross.
No, you're wrong.
It won't do any good now. But you can tell Nick I changed my mind. I was on my way to catch the critter if I could. And make a clean breast of the whole thing.
I thought that's what you were doing. That's why I stopped you. Well, we'll both go down and catch Nick Greeley and his partner. But you won't confess anything, because there's nothing to confess.
Why, I took a bribe. I was going
to... No, you didn't. You merely considered the proposition. Now, you're turning it down.
Well, what the... Say, who are you?
Have your gunfire. Maybe Crook tried
to... All they'll do is try. Come on, Sheriff. It's just like you told Dr. Stewart. We've got a job to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's all he is. I'll drill the first hombre who goes for a gun.
Where's John? Where's your sheriff?
Stop on him, Luff. We need to cash in that, too.
Yeah, got it all, Nick. We can head for the horses and get
there. No, you won't. Put up your hands, both of you. Hey,
what the... Nick, that mask, I'm bringing the Indian.
Reach, the sheriff. Why, you dirty double cross. Blast him up. We're up for it. Double cross. Sheriff Keene was in on this. I paid him off.
What?
It's the truth. I had a deal with the sheriff. Paid him 2,000 in cash to lock me.
Is this the money you're talking about, Nick? A package of banknotes?
Yeah. I don't know how you're in on this deal, but that's the money I paid that double cross in Lawman.
I'm glad you admit the money was yours. It was stolen from United States mails in Montana 2 weeks ago. Your admission convicts you. That's all Sheriff Keene was trying to get.
Now, wait. I think I ought to tell
you. You mean tell how you set a trap to capture two outlaws? I'm sure everybody realizes that, Sheriff.
Yeah, we sure do. Guess most of us here in Gunnison have got so used to having a first-rate lawman, we don't appreciate it. It's going to be different from now on. That right, boys?
Good. Don't forget, Sheriff. There's a $3,000 reward for Mr. Greeley and Las Vegas. Can you turn them over to the United States Marshal?
What? $3,000? I thought...
Mail robberies are worth more than cattle robberies. Come on, Tonto.
Wait a minute. You can't walk away without... What?
You did a great job. Well, I didn't do anything right. Nothing to what I thought was right. And I end up with money for Martha's operation.
I can understand. But I want to know is who's Eugene. That man with the mask.
I can't tell you, Doc. Because I don't know. Guess I never will know. Maybe he's just proof that it really pays to be honest.
Copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.